This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, my name is Jasmine, and I live in a town in Colorado. And a couple of years ago, my whole life I've always been really sensitive to supernatural things. I've always seen things that others don't see, explanations of things that people don't really understand, but they know what's going on. And that's been since I was a child. I used to play with my little sister that my mom miscarried with when she was only a couple months pregnant. But the story that I'm going to tell you guys is a couple of years ago, I actually got custody of my younger brother. And in the process, they told us that we would be able to get custody as long as I got an apartment within 30 days. So I pulled up as much money as I could and found the cheapest apartment I could. And it was not in the best part of town, and it was not really the best built. It was one of the older apartments that has been in the town that I live in. And so when a couple months after we moved in, we noticed that there was just a couple weird things that were happening. There was stuff moving. There would be things that, like, one time I put my keys on the counter, and I know I specifically set them on the counter, and I would find them actually in my brother's room, which there's no reason why they would be in there. I actually found them in the middle of his closet on the floor, which is super strange. But so a little bit further down the road, my other brother got out of jail, so he came and lived with us as well. He's not very religious or anything like that. Things do follow him a lot. He was in his room sleeping one night, and I was actually gone. I was at work, and he said that when he woke up, he was kind of like gloomed out because he wasn't all the way awake yet. And he looked in his closet, and he said that he thought that it was me standing in front of his closet. Then the more he woke up, he realized that it was transparent, and he could see through it. So then he got kind of nervous, but he was still halfway, like not all the way awake. And then he, sorry, I lost my train of thought. But so then he asked what he thought was me. He's like, Jazz, why are you in my room or whatever? Like, what are you doing? And it pulled its head up a little bit, and his hair was, I guess, whatever it was around 6 feet tall, and he said that it was really black, but he can see through it, if that makes sense. Then he said that eventually it just disappeared. He watched it literally disappear, so not really sure what that was, but there were just a couple things that happened in that house. We would see our gaming system turn on and off without us, even right in front of us. We would just see them turn on and off. We would hear them. Doors would shut. We give them a lot of explanations, like, you know, oh, there's the air conditioning's on or the window's open, so that's causing negative air to come in and slam the doors. But the more things have happened that kind of freaked us out, my brother would end up with scratches on him all the time. I remember one time he showed me on his left hip, there were, it almost looked as if like a rat like scratched him a lot of times. And at first, you know, I was like, oh, you probably scratched yourself in the shower or whatever. But the more we watched it throughout the day, it kept on getting swollen and it would burn him more. That's the thing, that it just kept getting worse throughout the day. And then towards the end of the day, it just disappeared, which is super strange. Like, there wasn't any scabs. There wasn't any just nothing. There was nothing there. It's like as if nothing ever happened. So we always usually left our doors locked. And I remember one night my brother and his girlfriend were home. My brother went to the restroom, and his girlfriend said that some guy just walked into our house and walked straight back to my brother's room. And then he was just gone. They went and looked. He wasn't there, nothing. So they installed cameras and stuff. We didn't catch anything on camera other than, like, you know, weird noises, weird little faint orbs that would float around the camera or whatever. It was almost as if it knew that there was a camera in there, because the only time we ever seen an orb was in the living room, which is where the camera was. Super strange things would happen. Later on, after we moved out, my brothers stayed there because they were old enough to have their place, and we know how hard it is to get an apartment your first time. So we let them live there. Me and my husband got our own place, and then I started doing research on the property, kind of seeing like what's going on there, like why is this happening, why did that happen, all this stuff. Turns out, I didn't mention as well, but I always saw a really small, almost like spirit thing all the time around the house, either in our bedrooms. And then we did research on the property, and turns out there was a husband that lived there, and he was very abusive to his wife. And they had a young child there. The husband actually abused the wife, killed her in the property. And the son, I'm not really sure what happened, but I'm guessing they died as well, because we would see them all around the apartment. But thanks for listening, you guys. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.